We are their sports radio. We're going to go out to Omaha and welcome in the pride of Grand Ledge. Wyatt Rush, unbelievable performance. Well, he's been unbelievable all year. But he took it another step today, another several steps, with his effort, pitching 4 2/3 innings. This is a long time for a closer to get the win. This is his fifth win of the year, and Michigan State stays alive with a 6-4 victory over Rutgers. Wyatt, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're jumping around the hotel right now out here in Omaha, having a blast.
I didn't know if you would have enough energy to jump.
There's always more in the tank for the Spartan Dogs.
Well, can you talk a little bit about this? Did you know that you might have to come in this early and go this long?
To tell you the truth, didn't really expect it. Was just kind of going through my normal routine down in the bullpen. And actually, I just walked out of the bathroom, and Brian Martin, the guy who he's one of obviously one of our pitchers, but kind of runs the radio down there for us in the bullpen, goes, "Hey, they kind of want you for the next hitter." So I just kind of ran over, threw my sweatshirt off, picked up a baseball, and started chucking the rock, and it came pretty quick.
When you don't have a lot of time to get ready like that mentally, can that be a plus, or are you just a guy who can be a microwave and you can heat up instantaneously?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at getting warm quick. As far as the mental preparation, I feel like that all kind of happens before you even cross the white line. We work on that stuff day in and day out at practice and in between practice sessions. And just as a bullpen guy, you're always kind of in that mental frame of mind to being ready to go no matter when your number's called. So
we know you were throwing strikes. What pitch was effective for you today?
We were mostly two-seam and cutter today, just kind of mixing both of those, going in and out of the strike zone. And I said this on the interview on the TV after the game, but it makes it awfully easy when you have as good of a defense as I do behind me when I'm out there. Those seven guys behind me and then Brian in front of me are just lights out every single day. So knowing that I can walk up there and throw the ball over the middle of home plate, make him swing the bat, and somebody's going to pick it up and throw the guy out, sure does make my job a heck of a lot easier.
You talk about your defensive support and Brian Brecker, and he made a throw to second base and nailed a runner, and it should have been a batter interference. The guy stumbled and stepped right in front of him, and it didn't matter. Brecker threw it right past his ear and got the runner anyway.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I can't figure out why teams keep trying to steal on Brian, because it doesn't really seem to work out for anybody. That kid has a rocket launcher for an arm and just gets rid of the ball so well and puts it on the money every time. If I'm playing against him, I'm going station to station. We're not running on that kid.
72 pitches today you threw. Faced 19 batters. When's the last time you threw 72 pitches in a game?
Shoot. I don't know. It might be all the way back to my days at Lansing Community College, to be honest. It's been a long time.
Well, your strikeout-to-walk ratio, again, terrific. 4 Ks, 1 base on ball, only 3 hits in 4 2/3 innings. And you came in. Rutgers had taken the lead with the 3 spot in the 5th. You closed the door there, and then Michigan State tied it in the 6th and got 2 more in the 8th. Could you feel the momentum swinging back your way?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the best parts about this club is that whether we're up by 10, down by 10, or playing in a 1-run ball game, I don't think that you can look into our dugout and tell one way or the other. These guys are just tough as nails. The hitters continue to grind at bats out all day long, even when things aren't going their way. And you just sitting there the whole game knowing that eventually the floodgates are going to open for them and they're going to put up runs. I personally feel like we never have the momentum out of our dugout.
Well, you got a guy like Brock Vredenburg at first base. I think he had 2 hits, a walk, got hit by the pitch, did everything you could ask. Is there a better first baseman in the country in college baseball than Vredenburg?
No way. I mean, all the way around, his at-bats are phenomenal. He's a great guy in the clubhouse, great teammate, picks guys up when they're down, plays a lights-out first base defensively. I mean, what can you say about Brock Friedenberg? That guy is unbelievable, unbelievable. Super lucky to have gotten the time I've gotten to spend with him.
When he comes up to the plate and, you know, you got Farquhar up there and the strike zones are like double of what they are, the pitcher's got to say, what's going on here? We can't get the little guy out and the big guy is killing us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 1 through 9, I said it to you the last time I was on the phone with you. If I've got to pitch against a lineup in the Big Ten, I would not want it to be Michigan State. There's not a single hole in the lineup. Trent's unbelievable. Jack Frank in the leadoff spot now is unbelievable. You can't get Brock out. You can't get Jeb out. I mean, and then you got to deal with Brecker. It just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop.
The Big Ten baseball tournament is a grind, as you know, Wyatt, especially when you drop the first game. And even though Michigan State has scored more runs than it's given up thus far, it still has a daunting task ahead, including a game tomorrow night. With what you went through today, when could you throw again?
If it comes down to it, I'll throw tomorrow. I mean, I don't know what it's going to feel like. It's sore right now, but we've got the magical Mark Pro unit that I'll hook my arm up to and get some electrostim on there and take a couple ibuprofen. And if Coach wants to give me the ball, I'm not going to tell him no.
Would you talk to him about that? Do you have the kind of relationship where he says, Wyatt, it's your arm. How's it feel?
I think it's kind of a mutual understanding. Coach Boss knows that I like to throw the ball. So I'm sure my name will be on the available list tomorrow, and I'm not going to tell him to take it off.
How does it feel to be representing Mid-Michigan in every way? You're a guy who grew up here. You were at Lansing Community College, as you mentioned, and to see where Michigan State is this year, you know, you're well over 30 wins now and look like you intend to get a few more. To have been part of this as a senior, what does it say? How do you feel about that?
Really, all I can say is that it's a dream come true. Like you said, growing up in Grand Ledge, always grew up a Michigan State fan. My dad graduated from Michigan State, and so I've always bled green. And then that was kind of the mission when I went to Lansing. It was kind of my second chance at hopefully playing for the green and white, and then had an unbelievable experience there. Those are 2 years that I'll never forget, playing with guys that I still talk to this day and just love to death. And then at the end of those 2 years, my dream came true, and I got to suit up in green and white, and now we're here in Omaha accomplishing all the goals that we put in front of ourselves. So say it again, I'm just so, so proud of these guys, and they're 35 my brothers for life, and I'll love them forever.
Well, you're so used to postseason success, winning Diamond Classic after Diamond Classic, right? So you can you can go on and just apply that, and same feeling, no question, you've been there before. And I understand you have some family there.
Yeah, my mom and dad are out here, so we're going to go get dinner in a little bit here, and they're just always had my back and are such an unbelievable support system. I'm thrilled that they're out here enjoying this with us.
When you go to eat, you've got your arm, your shoulder encased in ice?
No, I'm honestly not too big on ice. Okay. More of an active recovery guy.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Are you watching the rest of the tournament? I mean, are you scouting the opposition too?
You could say scouting, but I would say more of just kind of soaking it all in and enjoying every moment that we have together out here. I think a bunch of us are planning on going to watch Nebraska play tonight, Nebraska and Maryland. Nebraska is supposed to have about 10,000 people in the seats, so that'll be really cool to see. And just like I said, just soaking this thing up.
When Michigan State is playing the way it can, and the bats are booming, and the pitching is as good as it's been in stretches, there's no team the Spartans can't beat. But you've already seen Maryland. They were the regular season champs, and you extended them as far as any team has, losing by a run in the eighth inning. But Nebraska has this tremendous fan base. It's a home game for the Huskers. Do you care who you face?
Not particularly. We would love to play in front of Nebraska's home crowd. That'd be a whole lot of fun. And then we'd love to get another shot at Maryland if we get it too. So we're just ready to suit up against whoever shows up tomorrow.
Well, you know, the season can be long, but the idea is to stretch it out as long as you can. And thanks to your 4 2/3 innings of relief work today, Spartans have done just that. Congratulations, Wyatt. Terrific job.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.